Unit 16. Time Off Work. Section A. Dialogue.
Hi, John. I haven't seen you for a few days.
I came down with some kind of bug and I was off work for 3 days.
Yes, there was some kind of bug going around. Well, I hope you're over it now.
Just about. I'm still feeling a little out of sorts, so I won't be knocking myself out today.
If you don't really feel up to it, you should have stayed at home.
I was all set to take another day off, but I thought I'd be pushing my luck with the boss.
Oh, don't let the boss get to you. He's not as bad as he seems. I don't think he would have minded.
Section D. Substitution Exercise.
Well, I just don't feel like working today. I don't feel up to it. Maybe I should have stayed in bed. I was all set to take a day off.
I think you'd be pushing your luck, Natalie. I overheard the boss talking about you last week. He was complaining that you were taking time off too often and that you didn't exactly knock yourself out when you were here.
Well, that's not fair. I was off last month because I came down with a bug, and I haven't been knocking myself out because I was still a little out of sorts. In fact, I still feel weak, even though I thought I was over it. The boss's attitude is starting to get to me. I'm going to go in and tell him why I was off work.
That's up to you, but don't mention my name, okay?
Time out. Thrown in at the deep end. None of the students in Mr. Wilson's English class look happy this morning. In fact, most of them look shocked. That's because today is the first day of the course, and it's obvious that the lesson is too difficult for them. They feel as if they've been thrown in at the deep end, of the swimming pool, that is. Just like inexperienced swimmers, they are having difficulty staying afloat in the deep water. Luckily, Mr. Wilson is a very good teacher who is always sympathetic to how his students feel. Some of you look as if you're out of your depth, so let's do something a little easier. We'll do this lesson a little later in the course. Phew! His students breathe a sigh of relief. Mr. Wilson teaches them some easy English, and soon the students are smiling. They're not out of their depth anymore.